And I say, no, son. That's it. He knows that that will never happen, that there's not a prayer that he's going to go. Does this make sense? Okay, and that stops it right there. Yes?
I was just curious to know, at what age is it realistic to expect a child to understand consequences?
Well, let me put it this way, ma'am. Okay? They do this with rats. They do this with mice. And through rewards and punishment, we got a whole unit on behavior modification, which is very necessary for you to know about positive reinforcement and extinction and some of those things. How to extinguish behavior you don't want, how to shape behavior that's non-existent that you want to create. And all of that, we'll have a whole unit on that. Now, they do this with rats and mice. Two, never argue. Never argue. There's all kinds of reasons for a kid to argue. They can get out of it. They can beat you down. They can make you angry, and they can get angry. Then they can split. They might just get the sheer joy of seeing you scream and to feel the power of the argument. And I'm going to do it, but I'm going to make you pay. And you're going to suffer. You're going to nag me forever. And I'm going to make you pay for making me do the dishes. I'm going to get my pound of flesh out of you. You finally got to scream and threaten to kill them, right? And then they say, okay. But it's deteriorated way down, so we don't want that kind of stuff. Never, ever argue. There's all kinds of reasons for kids to argue. Well, it's my turn, it's the other day, and I did it twice, and she only did it once. And, oh, gee. You know, and you're arbitrating and judge and jury because you don't have your signs up here on the icebox with the jobs. And you can't remember who did do it. And he said, I did it yesterday. She said, I did it yesterday. Oh, geez, love at home. Okay, and this is going on. You think, why did I ever get married? Why did I have these kids? Okay. I told you the first course we have here is in child psychology, right? If this doesn't work, the second course is in karate. And so that ought to work for you. There's never a reason for a parent to argue. A parent cannot win an argument. You're in a control battle, and you can't win a control battle. So when you argue, if you win, you're just modeling power for the kid, and you're modeling that arguing pays off. If you lose, the inmates take over the asylum. You get out of Dodge City. You might as well pack up and leave because the kids are taking over if they can out-argue and they can win. Does this make sense? There's absolutely no reason in the world to argue. It's very bad. It teaches the kids. You're rewarding them from arguing and fighting. And they have to create a bad spirit in the home. Create a bad spirit in the home, and then you reward them. Is that pretty bad? They argue and are nasty and stinky, and then you finally give in so that they create this evil feeling in your home, and then you reward them after they do this? Are you crazy? What are you doing? And so you stop arguing. You disengage. You unhook. You withdraw. You refuse to argue. Greg Bodenhammer had a book that came out. It's called Back in Control. And in that book, he has a couple of dynamite concepts. And one of them is how to stop arguing. And the kid comes in, and they argue, and they argue, and they argue, and they argue. And he says you don't want them to do that, and so he's got a couple words that he uses so that they don't argue anymore. Kid says, well, I want to go down here, and I want to do this. And mama says, no, sweetheart. The kid says, well, I want to do this, and I want to do that. And you say, well, no, honey. Well, why? And then once you get into the why, what happens? Yeah, why this? Because this, this, and the other. And then he's not going to accept that logic, is he? And he goes on and on. Kid says, hey, we're going to go to the rock concert, and we're going with Tommy, and we're going to go over the weekend, and we've got dates,